Greetings to everyone out there on February 1st, 2018. I'd like to share something with you personally in my life that actually I just wrote this before our Eucharistic Lord, and something was just really stirring in my heart about the Blessed Mother. I know that there's a lot of you out there that may have difficulties really cultivating a relationship with the Blessed Mother. Some of you stay far away from her. Some of you are scared to have a relationship with her, thinking that it will take away from Jesus. Some of you feel that it's like almost heretical, you know, to have devotion to the Blessed Mother. Well, I'm here to tell you that I used to not think in that way, as far as thinking that it would be heretical, but growing up Catholic, I always had a respect for the Blessed Mother, but I never really had like an intimacy with the Blessed Mother. I never let it go really from my head to my heart. I prayed the rosary whenever I could, but I just didn't have that mother bond or anything like that with Our Lady. And so I just want to share something with you. So I just journaled before the Blessed Sacrament, and I was writing this down, you know, to Mary. And I said, "Mary, spotless bride, how do I grow in my love for you? You've taken me so far these past 5 years. Since I was a child, I always had a deep respect for you as the Mother of God, but I didn't have an intimate relationship with you. You were in my head, but I didn't allow you to penetrate into my heart. I know now that it was because of my mother wounds. My mother did the best that she could do in raising me with the only tools that she had in being raised by her mother in the same way. As wonderful as our parents may or may not be, we are in a fallen world, and no parents were or are perfect except for the Holy Family. So my mother seemed demanding to me because her mother was always demanding as well. My mother didn't seem to understand if we didn't always have the willpower to be perfect in the way that she'd want us to be. It seemed that I could never please her, no matter how hard I tried. So I felt Mary must be the same way. I figured that Mary was unreachable because she was too perfect for me, and I couldn't reach that type of perfection. If I slipped in sin, I felt that Mary would demand that I do better. And so I never asked myself, if you could have the perfect mother, what would you like that to be? What would that look like to you? And as I ask that question to you now, Mary, and as the time I was a child, I would say something like this. Say that I would have loved a mother to truly listen to my heart. I would say that I would like a mother like that, a mother who really listened to my heart. I would say, I would rather my mother just to look at me and say, "How was your day today?" And then sit down and truly listen to my struggles and my joys. I wouldn't necessarily want her to try and fix me or my situation, but just listen to me. And I would want her to feel my pain, to cry when I cry, to laugh when I laugh. I would want her to hold me to her motherly heart when I am hurt or sad. I would like my mother to be, I would desire her to compliment me if I needed it, affirm me and not put me down. I would desire a mother who cared about me more than she cared about herself. And I would desire a mother that doesn't always make me feel guilty for not spending more time with her, but cherish the times that I'm able to spend with her. And I would desire a mother who never spoke negatively about me to others, but always tried to look at the positive about me. And I would desire a mother who would pray with me daily before I grew up and left the house, and not force prayer and make me feel guilty if I didn't feel like praying, but joyfully and gently coax me into praying because she acted like she loved it so much. I would have loved a mother that made me feel so secure in her love for me that it made me grow in love with my heavenly mother, and a father's love that made me grow secure in knowing of my heavenly father's love for me. So now it sounds like my desire for such a perfect mother is next to impossible in this broken world of sin. My mother probably would desire the same type of mother as well, but she didn't have that either. Just because I have a longing for a perfect mother, does that mean I should forget about it and lament that I never had that? Does it mean that I do not have a legitimate longing? I still long for that perfect mother. I heard and I hear Mary, the mother of God, and also my mother, say to me, "Daughter, let me be the perfect mother you long for. I desire to listen to your heart. I desire to hold you close to my immaculate heart when you are hurt or sad. I want to hear about your struggles and your joys. I laugh when you laugh, and I cry when you cry. I will compliment you when you need it. I will not be demanding of you. I care about you more than I care about myself. I speak positively of you to my son, to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit. I wait for you to take refuge in my immaculate heart. I will protect you from all that could harm you. I cherish all the moments that you share with me. And I will not make you feel guilty for not spending more time with me. Of course, I would love an intimate relationship with you, but I do not force myself upon you, my daughter. My love is freely given. I also desire for you to pray with me. This would bring such joy to my soul. I want the best for you. I call forth in you holiness." Well, after that was over with, I began to weep. And after I wept, I said, "My sweet mother, as I hear you say all of this, I weep. I weep because my heart is full and is consoled by such a loving mother. I waited too long to open my heart to you. I want so much for others to know of your tender, motherly heart of love for them. You are not far from us. Wherever Jesus is, there you are." So I'd like to end with this prayer with all of you. Dear Mother, I accustom myself to a new way of thinking. It is not my place to think of what is best for me. May you build, moment by moment, my future. May I ever be in your heart, and at each moment I will find peace. May I not be worried about what I am to do. Since I have consecrated myself to you, I belong totally to you. I cannot at any moment of the day decide freely what I am to do with myself. If I remain with you, You will tell me at every moment what you would like for me to do. And then whatever I do will always be according to your will, which is God's perfect will. You will take me by the hand, and together we will do everything. With me, you are like a mother who is teaching its child to take its first steps. May I live with perfect love and perfect abandonment the present, which you moment by moment arrange for me, your little babe. I am no longer alone. I always have with me you, my mother, who takes me by the hand, who clasps me to your immaculate heart. Amen.